After stalling last week, a bill that would let nurses see patients without having the oversight of doctors finally got moving Wednesday. House Bill 547 was the final proposal heard by the Health Innovation Subcommittee. And even though lawmakers approved it on a 9-4 vote, it's unclear whether the bill is enough of a priority or even if it has enough support to get through the House. Still, Republican Representative Kerry Pigman says he wants fellow lawmakers to hear him out.
To recognize that it's a work in progress. It's very likely a multi-year work in progress.
At issue is how much authority nurses and physician assistants should have in medical care. Right now, advanced nurses can see patients, but they have to be supervised by a doctor. The bill would allow those highly trained nurses to work independently. It would also give them more prescription drug authority and allow them to do mental health evaluations under the state's involuntary confinement, or Baker Act law. But that's going too far, says Dr. Alan Pillersdorf, cosmetic surgeon and president of the Florida Medical Association.
This is a divisive bill. If you just look at this room, we have the doctors, the dental students, the medical students sitting on the left side, your left, and we have the nurses and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants on the right. This is the wrong direction of medicine. We need to be collaborative.
Doctors have long claimed letting certain nurses do basic primary care detracts from their role as physicians. Port Charlotte General Surgeon John Rio agrees.
It'd be unreasonable to expect the same level of expertise of physician extenders who may have 5 or 10 years less of training. Otherwise, there'd be no value in spending $150,000 to go to medical school.
Physicians have been the main force of opposition to the bill, but consumer-backed groups, nurses and physician assistants, and even hospitals have pushed for it. Phyllis Edders is the spokeswoman and lobbyist for Baptist Health, and she uses the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota as an example of what advanced registered nurses can do.
And they use nurse practitioners as their primary first-line treaters of primary care in Mayo. We saw how everyone worked together, and we asked a lot of questions, and they knew. They were the ones that brought up that Florida was the only state that did not allow nurse practitioners to prescribe.
There are also concerns the bill could drive up the cost of insurance. Representative Pigman, a doctor himself, says in other states that do allow nurses and physician assistants to do more, the costs are negligible. And he refutes the Florida Medical Association, which says the bill is disruptive to the practice of medicine.
This is intended to be disruptive. And while some of us are freshmen, some are senior, we know that the bill process is a process. To a certain extent, you have to do things to bring people to the table. And what this bill attempts to do is to bring people to the table. So I welcome Dr. Pillersdorf here.
The scope of practice dispute is a turf battle, one fueled by a declining number of doctors and increased demands placed on the healthcare system as more people become insured. It's also a fight physicians may not win for much longer. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.